Mix the phosphorus-rich runoff from this season's heavy rains with the hot, humid weather we've had, and you've got the recipe for a lethal lake water cocktail, one that killed a teenager 2 summers ago, and one that's already claimed the life of a dog this summer. Strains of a bacteria known as Anabina poses formless mats of pea soup-like scum floating just beneath the lake's surface.
It's mucky-looking. It looks thick, and it's green, and it doesn't look very pleasant.
That didn't stop Laura Kundert and her family from enjoying the past weekend on Lake Kaganza.
I kind of thought, after what had went on this week, I thought it would be quiet on the lake, but there were several water skiers and kids in tubes behind boats.
Though Laura did keep her children away from the water, she said there was still plenty of fun to be had. Instead of boating and swimming, there were games of catch and campfires.
When the water is clear and, you know, it looks like it's not a problem and there hasn't been any warnings for a while, we'll let the kids and the pets go in.
Penny, the family dog, had to forego her traditional dip. She spent the weekend looking longingly at the lake from the safety of her leash.
I'm glad that they took the precautions that they did first thing, because, you know, that could be scary. I don't think it's something that you can play games with. I think you've got to watch it and take care of these things.
Since there's no telling when the algae will spawn the poisonous bacteria or how much of it is needed to produce a fatal dose, DNR water quality specialist Bob Masnado is urging lake visitors to use a common-sense approach.
If there are floating mats, if there are algae present, do not swim in them. Definitely do not let your children swim in that water because they might swallow it. And don't let your pets water or recreate in that as well.
Making his comments on Wisconsin Public Television's Here and Now, Masnado offers this advice to parkgoers who do decide to take the plunge.
We highly encourage you to rinse off or shower off immediately thereafter. But if somebody believes that they've become ill or they've got a pet that's presenting with symptoms of seizures, vomiting, etc., then we want them to call their physician or their veterinarian accordingly.
Masnado adds testing of the algae is costly and difficult. The price tag for sending out a single sample of lake water is around $600. Plans are currently underway to bring analysis capabilities into the state so results can be more readily obtained. Catherine Brond, Wisconsin Public Radio.